Hey, well, good morning, Genesis Church. It's good to be with you. If you're out in the lobby, we encourage you to make your way in. We're excited to be here today. I just wanted to read out of Luke chapter 1, verse 37 this morning. It says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." I want this verse to serve as a reminder to us today. God is all-powerful. He can do anything that he desires. He's the one who created the world and all that is in it. He's the one who has moved mountains, and he will again. He's freed us from our chains of sin, and he will again. God is the one who has defeated death and darkness when he rose from the grave. So we can place our faith in him and his power because he is unstoppable and he will reign forevermore. His kingdom will never end. We have the privilege to shout his praise and give him glory for all that he has done, for he will never fail us. He is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So let's give some praise to our unstoppable God this morning. mine now they fall. But you have never failed me yet. Believe that this morning. We're waiting for change to come, but knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh yes, it will. Sing Jesus. Jesus, you're still enough. Just keep me with.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again.
Lord, you move. You have moved in our lives before, God. You are moving in them here and now, and you will continue to do so. Let us remember that you are the same. You are the same as you were back then, as you are today, and as you will be in the future. You are always faithful, and as we have seen you move in our lives before, you will move again and again and again, God. Let us not lose sight or lose faith over your faithfulness, God. We know you can move mountains in our lives, Lord. And we know that you make a way, that you light a path for us. So God, let us follow you. Let us just simply follow you. Step away from our own path, our own feelings, our own temptations, what we wish to seek, and to seek after what you want for us, God, because it is so much better than anything we can find for ourselves. To follow you, God. Grow our faith in you. Grow our love for you. Let us seek you further. In your mighty name we pray this morning. Let the church say amen.